Okay, this is a repeat from last week because y'all couldn't find the dictation. Patient's first name is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L. Last name is S-T space C-Y-R. 411-48. So that makes her... This is a 77-year-old woman who's been evaluated for hospice today. Patient is in her 13th benefit period from 2/18/2026 to 4/18/2026. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation, which will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Cheryl is a 77-year-old woman who's on hospice with history of Parkinsonism. First thing you walk in her room is the fact that she has uncontrollable tremors. This has definitely gotten worse in the past few weeks per Bree, B-R-I-E, the caretaker. Patient also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, dementia, transient ischemic attacks, constipation, atherosclerotic heart disease with symptoms of angina, period. Patient's current KPS is at, no, current MAC is at 31 centimeter, consistent with weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition. Patient is maintaining good oxygen saturation to ground room air at 96%, pulse of 92, blood pressure 150 over 88, period. Patient just was given a bath, and her blood pressure is slightly elevated because she gets short of breath and with any type of activity. Patient has a PPS of 40%. FASD, I believe, has dropped to 6C because the fact that she, because of her tremors. No, 6D actually. No, 6E because she's now both bowel and bladder incontinent. Period. She's weak. She's quite debilitated. She continues to eat very little, about 20 to 30% of her meals. Patient has bouts of syncope related to possibly TIA and or seizure disorder. Patient also has had hypotension related to her Parkinsonism and autonomic nervous dysfunction when she sits up, period. Change the FAST score to 7C for me, would you? Good. Patient is now basically chair and bed bound. She requires help of two people to move her. Her Parkinsonism causes significant dysphagia. Her speech is speech is very soft and hard to understand, period. Patient definitely shows decline in her condition and her cognition related to Parkinsonism. Overall prognosis remains quite poor given the significant loss of function, mobility, dysphagia, aspiration, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, the drop in FASD score. Patient makes her very much hospice appropriate with the appropriate decline in her, of her condition, most likely has less than 6 months to live and has a grave prognosis. Thank you.